You're playing with Candy from voicelikecandy.com.
Helen was in their video production class, and she wound up in a study group of four with all three of them, Darnell, Calvin, and Jamal, three black guys who lived together, played basketball, and were all close to 6 feet tall. Helen was 5 feet tall, and she refused to go on a date with any of them. It was just plain no. Their project would be about basketball, and Helen agreed it made sense to always meet at the guy's apartment. A friend named Noah lived next door and hung around often. They had been at the project for about 3 weeks, and one evening she arrived and found them watching an adult movie and smoking weed. She didn't seem at all disturbed by what they were watching. "Can I watch some of it with you?" she asked.
"Sure, if you want to," Jamal said carefully.
"Are you guys into pornography?"
"Noah and I are, mostly," said Jamal. "We have quite the collection."
"Oh, really? Is that why you're interested in video production?"
"Uh-huh. I hope to produce some X-rated movies when I graduate." When Helen went home, the four of them talked. "That chick's a real bombshell, and also a tease. I don't know how you guys can handle her." "It's not easy," said Calvin with a laugh. "Tonight was the hottest mood she's ever been in." "Why don't you just jump her bones and be done with it?" Noah went on. "It would be a lot sweeter if she'd put out willingly," said Darnell. "She sure acted different tonight," said Jamal. "Tell you what," announced Jamal. "I want to shoot a porn with her in it, and I want her to take on all of us." "Deal me in on that," Noah enthused. Their group met 3 times a week, and it became quite regular for them to watch some porn after each session. A week later, they staged it so Jamal would be alone when she arrived. "I did want to ask you something, babe, before the guys get here. Is there a reason you won't go out with us? Is it because we're black?" She looked at him incredulously.
"Don't even go there. I'm no racist. I've never slept with a black guy, but I certainly would. You're all hunks for sure, but there would be serious undercurrents. You know that. Besides, I'm not on the pill at the moment."
Jamal was dumbstruck by that. Every girl he knew was on the pill. Holy shit. Imagine knocking her up. A black baby on the way with an unknown father? She'd be theirs for sure. He wondered what the guys would think. He couldn't wait to tell them. She arrived the next evening to find Noah and Darnell there, this time with another black guy. He was only 2 inches taller than she was.
"Hi, I'm Helen," she said to him with a smile.
"Wow," he said as he took her hand. "She's real pretty," he said, looking to Noah.
"Why, thank you."
Noah spoke. "This is my roommate, Shorty."
"Well, hello, Shorty. It's nice to meet you," she said pleasantly.
"Wow, nice to meet you, too."
Noah and Shorty didn't stay long, but Helen made a point of being very nice to Shorty while trying not to be condescending. She could tell that Noah appreciated it. She had found some new respect for Noah, knowing that he lived with Shorty. When they'd finished, she asked,
"So tell me about Shorty, and Noah, too."
"Noah is sort of our mentor," said Jamal. "He is 2 years ahead of us, lives next door. He's the resident manager of this building, and he has a porn collection like you can't even imagine. Shorty is his cousin, who lives with him part-time."
"Interesting. He did seem a little older than the rest of us. So he collects adult material like you do?"
"Right. He and I are both looking for stuff that is, let's say, extreme."
"It seems a bit naive to romanticize some of what I've read, but I guess it's the only way to make a gangbang seem acceptable."
Jamal had to defend this. "Seems natural to take the violence out of it. I think it's better when the girl is okay with what she's doing."
"I can see that. I just don't think it happens very often."
"Maybe not, but it makes a hot fantasy."